is the monthly report for Aid Northwest. Aid Northwest is Advocates for Immigrants in Detention Northwest. Aid Northwest supports immigrants in detention and when released from the Tacoma ICE Processing Center through welcoming services focused on transitional support and connection to vital resources for resettlement.
Hi, so on Thursday, July 6th, we were able to meet with 11 guests here at the Welcome Center. Talking with a Romanian couple who were waiting outside the detention center, we had learned that they had driven all the way from Texas to Tacoma to pick up their 20-year-old daughter who was scheduled for release. Their son is also being detained, but he wasn't expected to be released today, and he had entered the U.S. with his sister. We quickly found out which block the son was in so that the family would be able to visit him the next day before they had to get back to Texas. So this was a really cool experience because we got to kind of talk with the families and schedule times for visitation and further support them upon their daughter's release and figure out ways that they can still see their son. The other guests were from Venezuela, Somalia, Poland, and Mexico. The man from Poland had business in the United States, and he had married a U.S. citizen about a year ago. He realized his immigration status had not been updated when he was stopped for a traffic violation in Eastern Washington, although he had filled out his paperwork for his status in October. Despite this, he was held in detention for 3 weeks while his lawyer figured out issues with his status, and then he was taken to the bus station to head back. And then there were some young women from Romania, two of which visited the Welcome Center. And she was taken to the airport to reunite with her family. Our last guest of the evening is from Georgia, and he had been released. And we were able to help him purchase a flight right away at the end of the night. And then the two Somalian men were picked up by friends who drove down from Seattle. So it was really cool to see all the joy in the guest's face when they were greeted by someone that they recognize. Thank you.
This is Aid Northwest, hard at work. In the month of June, 56 immigrants were served at the Welcome Center. There were 8 deportation bags given, and 9 hospitality house guest nights. 50 rides were given to immigrants who were released from detention. 44 letters were sent to people in detention, and 65 were visits to people in detention. 3 coats were given to traveling immigrants, and 26 backpacks were given to released immigrants. 102 phone funds were given. This is $20 for each fund, for a grand total of $2,040 in phone funds given to the detainees. In all, there were 764 volunteer hours.
All right, so your name is Joyce.
Gatoni Kamau.
And how old are you?
I'm turning 30.
Turning 30?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a big one, huh?
I know.
I'm turning 26.
Wow.
Next, actually, in like 20 days. So.
Okay. Me in the same 29th June this month.
Oh, yours is? Yeah. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do anything? Or?
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I can see if I can have something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's a big one, so yeah, you should do something. I don't know. I say that, but I don't really like doing anything. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm older. Okay. I'm not in, you know, I feel like 26, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I'm actually in my 20s, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Mid-20s. But it's...
It doesn't feel different, no. Imagine. I just feel like I'm 20, but 30 is a big one, I know.
Yeah, I've heard your 30s are better than your 20s, so I hope that's true.
I hope so, yeah.
And where are you from?
Kenya. What?
Kenya?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you from a specific city there, or just...
Yeah, Eldoret.
How do you spell that?
E-L-D...
T.
Eldoret. I don't know how I can, but just
Doris, I can look it up.
Let me
later.
Just give you the name of the town, like the city.
Okay.
N-A.
N-A.
I. V A S H
H A.
Yeah.
Naivasha.
Naivasha.
Naivasha. What is your native language? Like, what's your primary?
Like Kikuyu, K-I, K-U, Y-U.
So that's the, like, language. Mm-hmm. Is there different, like, dialects in Kenya?
Like, the way we have English here, we have Swahili.
Swahili,
like,
yeah. I've heard of that one.
Swahili, S-W-A-L. Yeah. Swahili, the way you are writing it.
Oh,
S-W-A-H-I-L-I,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard of that language before. Is that the bigger, more popular?
We have 49 tribes.
49 tribes.
But now we can talk in Swahili, all of us. We can understand each other.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's helpful. Yeah. I mean, it's good to preserve, you know, native languages, but it's also good to communicate.
Yeah, in your own language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So can you tell me a little bit about where you're from and like what it's like, or and if anything's like uncomfortable, just let me know, you know.
No, it's fine. Like it's a small town with two common language, Kikuyu and Kalenjin. Kalenjin, they're like K-R-E, like this.
Oh, Karenjins. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and nothing much goes on there. Only farming.
Farming? What is most common to farm?
Like cabbages, potatoes. Oh, wow. Those are the common. Yeah. We go to school as usual. Like primary school, high school, college, like that.
Did you go to college?
Yeah, I did. Well, Kenya Institute of Management.
What did you study?
I studied procurement.
Procurement?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what... Can you explain what that means?
Procurement is like based in logistics.
Okay.
Yeah. More in logistics and...
Like kind of how stuff... Like processes, how stuff works and... Or like planning.
It's like planning and management of items.
Okay.
Like from the time they're being requested to the time they're being delivered to the time that they're being like used, you know, you can monitor all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Like inventory. Yeah.
Inventory, exactly.
How stuff shipping, stuff
warehousing.
Like that.
Warehousing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Did you have a job there, like after you graduated college?
I was working with DHL. You know DHL?
DHL? I don't think
it's a big company like FedEx.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
DHL.
Well, is there anything else, like, special you want people to know about where you're from, about Kenya, or your... Or
yeah, it's just that.
It's just that. Okay. Not a lot going on.
No, nothing much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and do you have family here in the U.S.? No family at all?
No.
Okay. So all your family is back in
Kenya.
Naivasha?
Naivasha,
So what made you, leave your family and to Kenya to come here?
We had general elections last year. And I was part and parcel of them, of the elections.
You were part of it?
Yeah. And the political party I was supporting didn't win. And so, like, those who won, they were kind of like, you know, with the beef, chasing us and all that. And I was like, no, I don't...
What did it get?
Yeah, I can't stay here and wait for danger and more threats. So I just, you know, went to the embassy, asked for a visa, and just came.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So were you granted, like, political refugee or asylum? But you were still... But were you in the ICE detention center?
Mm-hmm.
How come? Why is that? Because if you got the refugee, like
no. What I had a visa, like a visit visa.
Oh, okay.
For 5 years, and then I was supposed to go through Vegas, but I came through SeaTac.
Okay.
So they told me that it was a huge mistake. You need to go to the detention. We need to listen to your story and see if that's true or not. And then we can take it from there. That's how I ended in the detention center.
I'm sorry. That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, it's okay.
So you've been here for 5 years already or longer? Or?
I just came last year, November.
Oh, okay.
I was in detention for 8 weeks, and then I came to this house in February 17.
Have you had, like, your hearing or anything?
My hearing was changed. It's next year.
Okay.
In July 30th.
Are you nervous about that?
No.
You think it'll go well? And...
Yeah, because, you know, what I have is just nothing but the truth.
So yeah.
I don't think I have a problem.
Yeah. I don't, you know, I don't understand why we make it so hard for people to come here. And especially because we need people, you know, like, I feel like whenever I go around, like, everywhere's hiring, you know, like restaurants or stores, like, you know, it just seems like everywhere, like, it seems like we need more workers.
Yeah.
And so I don't know why we make it so hard for people to come here, especially, I mean, we already know, like, immigrants are, you know, great workers. I mean, just, you know, statistically, you know, like, they contribute to our society. And, and I mean, we're a country of immigrants, so.
But it's true. It's true. Like, they can check the income that immigrants bring to the country.
And taxes.
Oh, my. It's,
or even businesses and food and culture and...
They have just to make sure that before you settle here, you have seen it all.
So do you like it here? I mean, do you feel safer here?
Yeah.
Than,
especially here, I just feel so peaceful and...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you, how do you feel about our politics here? Do you, are you like, know much about it or...
No, I don't really follow that.
Yeah, that's understandable. I mean, I don't really follow a lot of politics. I mean, if something big happens, you know, sometimes I'll hear stuff about other countries, but it's kind of hard to keep up with your own.
Every time, you know.
So, I guess, do you miss your family? Like, do you talk to them a lot? Or?
We have an application, a free application where we can make, like, calls and do messages. So we try to keep this.
Oh, is that, like, WhatsApp?
WhatsApp, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is it just, like, your parents or do you have siblings? Or?
My parents, my siblings.
Okay. So you said you were detained for 8 weeks. Do you know what status you were released on? Like
right now, yeah, on parole.
Parole, okay. That makes sense because you have the court coming up. Do you have to like check in with them or like?
They send me mail.
Okay.
They send me when they changed because it was supposed to be November this year.
Right.
But they changed to next year, July. Sorry. So they send me a mail to notify me that.
And can, so while you're waiting for the court hearing, can you work? Do you have a work visa or?
No, I can't work. I already applied for asylum.
Right.
So I'm waiting for the 150 days, maybe a work permit and stuff.
Yeah, I think it takes a few months to get a work
visa. Like 5 months.
I don't really understand that either because, you know, sometimes, you know, uneducated people will say like, oh, immigrants don't work or maybe uneducated is not the right word, but they, you know, maybe they've never met an immigrant or something. And, you know, they say like, oh, they don't work or, but we make it hard for people to work.
It's hard to like even survive because.
So like, do you feel like this organization, Aid Northwest, was able to help you or?
Yeah, totally. I would say if I didn't know this place, probably I could be, you know, messed up so much. Because, you know, my host is so far. There's nothing really going on up there.
Right.
When I'm here, I can just grab a bus, maybe go to a library and, you know, just make sure that I'm busy. So
that's
I would really say that it's a good place and has really contributed to my mental health.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Deborah told me, so you're staying more, you're staying in like down south in Longview?
2 hours, like 2 hours, 45 minutes from here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not, there's not much out there. Uh-huh, do you like the city more, or do you like it out there more?
Oh, I would say I like it here because it's not like a city, but things are accessible.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
It's not really congested and things are really accessible.
Yeah, I love Tacoma. I was born in Tacoma. I grew up in Federal Way, which I don't know if you know, it's like 20 minutes north.
I always hear about
Federal Way. But my mom lived there, but my dad lived in Tacoma my whole life, pretty much. So I'm pretty familiar, you know, with
Tacoma.
It. Yeah. And I went to the University of Washington, Tacoma. Mm-hmm. It's like in downtown Tacoma. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I like Tacoma. I feel like it's kind of like Seattle, but smaller.
Smaller.
And not as much traffic. I mean, there's still traffic, but...
Not as much as Seattle.
Easier to park.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff to do. I mean, I like it here.
It's amazing.
So do you have any, like, hobbies? Like, you mentioned staying busy. What do you try to do, like, in your free time?
What I do is... I have an application in my phone called Coursera.
Coursera.
Coursera. Oh. You know it? Coursera.
C-O.
C-O-R-U-Sera.
I haven't heard of it.
It's an application you can read online.
Oh.
There are free courses. Others you need to pay.
Okay.
But you get certificates whereby when you get work permits and stuff.
Oh yeah.
You can work. As in you have those skills.
Right. Yeah.
So that's basically what I do most of the time.
Your English was very good. Did you learn some like when you're in Kenya or just when?
Yeah. The thing is from primary to high school to college we all do in English, like we learn in English because we were colonized by British.
Right. Oh right.
So our English is British.
Unfortunately, I wish I knew more, you know, about the history of Africa. In college I studied Spanish, so I learned a lot about, you know, like the colonization of, you know, Latin America, like Central and South America, but by Spain. But I don't know a whole lot about other countries.
So you can speak in
Spanish?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm pretty fluent. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I feel like English is kind of forced on other countries.
Mm-hmm.
But here we do too. Study other languages, not as good, but you can take electives, you know. Mm-hmm. So I always did Spanish. So from I didn't learn it in elementary school, but from middle school to college, so like over 10 years now I've been speaking, because I got my college degree in Spanish.
And, nice.
Yeah, so
that's really fine.
Yeah,
I want to learn Spanish when I fail.
Yeah, I mean, now that you is the language you know, is it is it Latin based, you know, like same letters, or is it different? Because you know how like English, Spanish, French, like are Latin languages, like you mostly the same letters. Is your language like that, or is it different?
Yeah, it's the same letters, but now pronunciation is, you know.
Way different, yeah.
Yeah, different.
That does make it easier, though, I feel like, because... I don't know. I tried to learn Japanese once, and it was just so hard, you know, because you have to learn like three different languages, because you have to learn the symbols and then the sounds they make. And it's hard.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm sure it's hard for people, you know,
people who don't even know.
Yeah. Who don't know the English, the letters, you know.
Exactly.
But yeah, once you know, you know, like I know Spanish, I've been dabbling in French a little bit, and it's easier, you know, because
French also,
it's
like,
close.
Montcherry and all that.
Because in some countries in Africa they also speak French because of colonization.
I had an option to do French.
Oh, okay.
But I was kind of, no, I have physics, I have biology, tough some subjects, so I didn't
No, that makes sense. When you're in the detention center, did anyone visit you, or?
No, I didn't have anyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess, I mean, you were there for 2 months. That's a long time. Was it hard?
Oh my. I don't even like talking about it.
Yeah, you don't have to. Mm-hmm.
It's tough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Especially since you didn't do anything wrong.
And then you're like detained with people who like, you know, don't have a visa, don't have nothing. You just crossed the border. You were ready to be like detained. But for you, it's like, gosh, what did I do or something? But,
yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, some people have committed crimes, but some haven't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you made it out.
And, I know.
You know, I can't imagine, you know, like you said, the toll on your mental health and stuff.
It was crazy.
Yeah. So are you trying to stay here or are you trying to go somewhere else? Or like, what are your plans for the future?
To be honest, in the U.S.?
Or, yeah. Or definitely. Other. Mm-hmm. Okay. So stay in U.S.
Yeah.
And do you want to stay here in Washington or you want to see other places?
To be honest, I haven't considered to be other places.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, it's a lot going on, like courts.
Yes. Everything. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll just be here.
I like it here, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's very different. But yeah. I like the weather here. It's not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah,
there's mountains. There's ocean.
And then I love the way, you know, it rains.
Yeah.
Like, almost all the time. That's really fun for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it not rain a lot?
I got serious colds when I came. Uh-huh. But when I adapted,
yeah,
I get cold.
Yeah,
days,
I mean, yeah. This is what, you know, I wear t-shirts a lot when it's like 50, 60.
Ooh.
And yeah, too, it's just your skin adapts,
that
your body
time,
adapts.
I was like in two jackets, two scarves.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know I'm fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been like recently, the last couple of years, it's been getting hotter too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's global warming or just something weird going on, but like, I think it was either last summer or the summer before, but it got up to, like, 115.
No.
Yeah, and it's never, like, I've lived here my whole life, and I was I don't remember.
The highest it has gone before is what?
I don't know exactly, but when I was growing up, I felt like, you know, some summers it would hit 100, maybe, but not, it usually didn't go much over 100.
100, can people stay outside?
Yeah.
Oops.
Or maybe in a pool.
Pool, maybe.
And here a lot of people don't have air conditioning because it doesn't usually get that hot, you know? So
yeah.
A lot of houses and apartments are just built without them.
Okay.
But yeah, I hope it doesn't get, it's supposed to be like 80 next week, but.
Ah, let's see how it goes.
I don't like over 80 you know,
it's okay.
It just gets too hot and you get sweaty.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Yeah.
And you have to be in a cold place all the time.
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes.
Yeah. It hasn't been too bad this summer yet, so.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Sure.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So do you have any other plans, like you know, when you get the court stuff figured out, like what do you want to do?
You know, like when I get my court done, that means I'll have freedom to work,
right?
Freedom to live like any other person in America. So
yeah.
I guess I'll figure out things to do, but for now I'll just focus on the court. Nothing much.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you have a lot of experience and stuff, so maybe you can find similar work
here.
Ask
to work for DHL.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good.
Like
they have. Do they have like facilities here? And
oh my, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, in Tacoma.
Oh yeah.
It's a big brand, so it's always in every town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you already work there. That makes it easier. It's always
<don't>
this. Yeah. Is there anything else you want people to know about you, or anything you want to say about your story? Or
okay, I don't think there's much, because to be honest, now I've been having a short life so far here.
Right.
But you know, as days are going, you're getting more experience, you're getting more comfortable, you're getting more, you know, familiar with the area and all that. But for now I don't have much to say. Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you you know, talking with me and sharing your story and we're lucky to have you. You seem like a great person. America is a little bit better because you're here.
Thank you so much.
You can register now for our next community meeting. Email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Again, that is officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest is financed 100% through donations from individuals and private organizations. Aid Northwest relies on the over 200 volunteers, a small paid staff, and is only possible because of the many generous donors. Please visit our website for donation information. Financial donations, as well as donations of food, clothing, and backpacks, are gratefully accepted. There are many volunteer opportunities, from assisting at the Welcome Center, supporting immigrants while in detention, to serving on a committee. You can learn more at the website aidnorthwest.org. That is aidnw.org. You can email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest, supporting immigrants with dignity while in detention and upon release. Thank you.